thing on which Hacking focuses attention in claiming that the subtle articulation of the domain is determined for us by the kind of very general angularities about the world which are of interest or of importance to us, which engage our attention, but which, on the basis, from the point of view of a naturalistic foundationless epistemology, themselves stand in need of explanation. The argument is I think, that the kind of explanation which they stand in need can't help itself to an ontology. Ontology is a name-bearer relation. Of course, this is all very well, but the point is that this idea of making possible worlds, identifying possible worlds with the Boolean value model of set theory, of identifying a particular algebraic structure with a Boolean value model of set theory, does this not involve a suppression, where the algebraic, the investigation, the idea of this algebraic device has enabled us to get a clear grip and understanding on the structure of the predicate stock, the levels of the kind of coherence, kind of structure, which is manifested in our predicate stock of our current theory, and the kind of projectability that we have, that the predicates which we employ have, requirement that predicates be projectable, see the Putnam chapter on properties. Exactly the connection between the projectability of predicates and the point that Hacking is making about the pen having more interesting regularity, exhibiting more interesting regularities than the book. Business about substance and suggesting analyses of dynamical laws of the laws of physics, but of course it works the other way around too. Laws of physics suggesting the analysis that we employ of substance. And the proposal of the of Graves and the geometrodynamic school, and of people don't want to take seriously the proposed ontology for GMD as being able eventually to account for quantum theory, and in particular the cosmological derivation of Planck's constant, and the idea of a completely closed system, is that. And this, of course, is rather different, envisages a rather different role of substance as in connected with explanation of possible form of the law of physics, in the sense of the idea of mathematics as reflecting mathematical formalism, the form of the mathematical expression for the law as reflecting foundational theoretical physical desiderata, and expressing commitment to local analysis, to locality of the interaction, and see what Siegel has to say. The idea of also that we differentiate functions of time in our analysis, whole of analysis, even the kind of analysis dealing with functions defined on a linear vector space. The original notion of differentiation of a function arose through a necessity to understand physical space-time processes, obtain mathematical model for physical processes which we wish to model. The laws physics as suggesting analysis of substance, but the doctrine is working both ways. This being a two-way influence, the influence is working both ways. And from the point of view of a completely closed system, a global notion of global as opposed to local, which is touched on in Siegel's remarks, and also touched on in Sarks and in Byrne, the very idea of trajectory. The idea, I think, here is that lurking at the back of our logic, the logic we employ, the notion of a general linear space, the Euclidean space, in fact, the fact that lines in that the Euclidean axioms are simply false of lines in space. But of course they form a completely consistent mathematical system. But you can argue that there is a kind of Euclidean nature to logic, to the logic that we employ in the sense of the relation between the values of the variables, the form of the relation between the Verlaufen, is that what you wanted to say? Which is reflected perhaps in the view of abstractification, the operation of abstractification, the arguments about the operation of abstractification as resting on essentially an intuition of a punctive form, ontology of the relation between values of variables as a relationship of which we can only, something which we can only define if we have this punctive form, if we have this notion of functional correspondence, which we're able to use quite freely in accordance with the principles of construction of the cumulative hierarchy, or it will be said in accordance with the principles of CC, of category theory, but these are simply just embody the principles that we use in formation of the cumulative hierarchy in a different way. And the idea of all mathematical structures, all the mathematical structures are somehow defined within a very short segment of the cumulative hierarchy, as opposed to the idea of the universe itself as somehow providing us with this idea of mathematical forms, and also, of course, of the objects on which the relationships defined with respect to these mathematical structures can possibly supervene, whose relationships are determined by, which relationships feature in the explanation of the transition from, from one theory to another, where it's shown that the kind of the theoretical understanding, the relationship which at S1 we regarded as the entities as a standing in relationship of a particular kind, we now got them standing in a relationship of a different kind. The kind of there's a kind of intentional comparison to be made between the way in which the notion of abstractification, a kind of punctive form ontology, enters right from the outset. That if we have an intuitively global way, we have no the notion of point-to-point mapping, kind of punctive formity, which accompanies the very notion of functional correspondence itself. The idea that we might go beyond that, the idea, of course, distinctness and plurality of objects is somehow the most fundamental, as rising from underlying this whole global structure relationship between the local and the global structure, the unfolding, the idea of unfolded orders discussed by Byrne, arising the level of the discussion of one sort of all-embracing theory, this business about, for instance, the entire content of space and time being enfolded, so that it enfolded in carrying an enfolded order, that notion of Byrne goes against the notion of space-time concepts themselves, and therefore the intuition of global-local as perhaps unpack that in detail. The as important for our physical theory, as the traces of that in the mathematical formalism theory, for instance, in the theory of quantum mechanics, quantum field theory, there's in the state space. The state space is entirely mathematical. There's really no even residual connection with intuitions of space time, with spatio, the spatial intuition, with a kind of commitment to, like Kant's structural, in dropping the commitment to, as Bergman calls it, kind of rigid scaffolding, metric scaffolding, the kind of freedom, the kind of structure that generalization that one might gain. That generalization is being based upon an intuition about the fundamental metaphysical intuition about global against local structure, and about the relationship between idea of there being some metaphysical guiding principle, a sort of general non-trivial guiding principle in the construction of our physical theories that reflected a particular ontological perception about dependence. As it were, of one level of structure on its existence, or one level of structure on some other, in a profound ontological sense, the kind of ontological priority of the whole system. This is a traditional doctrine about systematic unity and so on, rather than. Actually, there's a great confusion here, because the opposition between the atom and plenum rests on this prior conception of the alternative principles of coherence of the ontology, and demand that these being somehow reflected in the mathematical formalism of the theory. The idea of it is from the point of view of the kind of abstractification which is implied in adopting a mathematical viewpoint on the mathematical viewpoint on the level, the mathematical formalisms of the quantum mechanics, quantum field theory, and the further development of these, and indeed the kind of development that one sees in quantum geometric dynamics and in the both canonical and covariant approaches to quantum gravity, the actual role of the space-time concepts in, as it were, conditioning the formalism of the theory is virtually null. Look at the state space of QM. The significant thing about it being that it is no longer connected in any way with our ideas of intuitions about physical space, or that's the Strauss point, compare Hooker. Now, this tape made on the 27th of February 1978, you're going to have to deal with all the library books, and deal with them now in fairly short order. And having dealt with them, and get on to discuss the footnotes on Sortle ranges, in the thesis, which is very important, and on generic models, and on the notes which you began on the beginnings of the thesis that you wrote the other day. Now, insofar as the universe... notes on the 27th of February, 28th of February, 1978, on general points for development later in the thesis, not on points for the... not on transcription of library books. Insofar as the domain, the relations between functions, the possible formal relations between functions, We're not focusing here on possible form. Your error was in attempting to focus on possible form relations between the functions and seeing that, as it were, some logically significant for our understanding between of the relations between the domain of values of variables. Insofar as the domain is structured by speaker for elements in our domain, insofar as all the universes, all the objects of our universe are functions, and those functions are structured by means of possibility of functional abstraction and application. This notion of the structure of the mathematical formalism is somehow reflecting the spirit of the ontologizing. The notion of functional abstraction, abstractification, from mounting to a higher viewpoint from which the content of, from which the relationships, functional relationships, so the relationships between elements of our domain, previous relationships were, are spread out below, and we can see those as it were spread out below us as instances of, insofar as, for instance, seeing a proof. Proof is an object of vision, as Tom says etymologically. No, the point you wanted to make is, insofar as they allow of being structured, the relationships, the functions, allow being structured entirely by the operations of functional abstraction and application. The relations are defined entirely in terms of the possibility of functional abstraction and application. And identity is thought of in terms of constancy. It might seem that our domain, the kind of structure in our domain, carries a kind of structure that is to say that the relationship of the vertical alpha and of the ranges of values of functions is already the form of the relationship of the values of functions is determined. So far as it allows this kind of linear relationship, this kind of linearity of relationship of functional abstraction, abstractification, the heuristic notion here is the patching of the values of functions at points of the domain, the values of range of values of function, as it were, being well determined at some point. The fact that we needed two absolutely distinct, separate, distinguished objects to start with was settled for us, as it were, in the previous treatment of combinatory logic with types by Scott in the 1971 paper, by the Sierpinski axioms, by the separation axioms on space, the feebly semi-separated axioms on the space. Of interest from the point of view of investigation of structural logic of algebraic systems, from the point of view of logic as involved with conceptual questions, might be a space and pre-geometry logic which we might construct. Kind of relationships, functional relationships, the idea of the relations between the ranges of values which functions can take on, relations between values of ranges of values of functions. The whole Scott paper underlain by this view of the structure of the domains of variations, structural relations between the domains of variations of values of variables. See what Mabry says. Give a completely set theoretical account based on the cumulative hierarchy of the relation between the domains of variation of values of variables, and this compare this with a very peculiar notion of Laufer, but still it's a very traditional one, that each notion of variation, our notions of constancy, obtained as limit, some way obtained as limitations on conception of variation. And this is somehow related to the thesis that the subject matter of mathematics is variation of quantity in space and time. The idea of attempting to derive kind of limit. This was, you now see to be completely an error, but the idea that you had of attempting to derive the form of the relation between the verb Verlauf, the notion of the form of the verb Verlauf is somehow expressing the structure of the domain, commitment to a principle of intelligibility for the ontology, is connected with Böhm's thesis about completely enfolded the structure of space-time order, this new conception of space-time order, variation of quantity of space and time is somehow enfolded. Global notion of some global structure somehow determining the local in the sense of some pre-Socratic sense of kind of holism. See Wolheim, for instance, and Saxena both on Bradley's speculations and how his notions about his theory of relations, how it got off the ground. The whole point of making the reduction relation metalinguistic, we must reject Ruddick's view about the logician's reading of the identity statement as the zero equation forms, but what the point as our equation forms, as evolutionary equation forms, serve to isolate, for instance, what was formerly seen as the totality of rules, which particular concept served, undertook in a body of theory vis-a-vis the ontology of that theory. But the employment of that concept, as it were, from the point of view of a coupling theory, more fundamental, more all-embracing theory, under which the laws of first theory are subsumed and the conceptual structure employed in descriptive conceptual descriptive scheme associated with that theory from that point, from its point of view. Yes, insofar as what we're concerned with in science is explaining why the postulated entities in question obeyed the laws in question to the extent that they did, and that is an explanation affected by showing them to be entities of such and such a kind rather than of the kind they were previously thought to be. Is affected by the transition from one informal ontological hypothesis in a model with its associated set of analogies and so on, to another and deeper one. The argument about the logician's reading of the identity of the copula in these identity statements were, from Ruddick's point of view, it's where the logical subject is discovering something more fundamental about the logical subject. The trouble with Radix reading is that it leads us to this kind of logical subject view, conceptual clarification of the nature of the subject, e.g. energy as conceived in terms of potentiality, kinetic energy conceived in terms of ontology, classical particle mechanics, in terms of the container contents ontology, as against energy is conceived in a nonlinear spinor field theory, mean molecular heat as mean molecular kinetic energy, mean molecular kinetic energy as and then some more fundamental explanatory concept which as it were takes over the role of and which explains the potentially explanatory role of the ontology of the tacit explicit ontology involved in the model of the interpretation of the theory, which itself is attempting to affect explanation of the regularities of, in the world, the regularities of interest in the world. And that, in you know, which led to the introduction of, from the point of view of the causal theory of naming, the original term. The now just concerned with the reading of the copula in physical equations, equations of mathematical physics, and also as regards the kind of conceptual unification. Instance hints at further unification. Well, in fact, even from the point of view of the heuristics and mathematical formalism, we must reject Radix's thesis, but at the same time see just how we are to account in metalinguistic terms for a transition from S1 to S2 as an explanatory transition. Go back for a moment to Scott. In dealing with an ontology of functions, with the relationships, we would not, and this is the only important point, we should not be tempted into, argue Lothair's error, viewing the domain of variations of values of variables in our theory, as it were, entirely accounted for in set theoretic terms, and if in set theoretic terms, in terms which is, it's argued in some sense reflect our commitment to an ontology for the world, in Fokker's vague idea of this somehow reflecting a punctive form ontology. If we looked simply at functional abstractive extraction and application as structuring as the operations which structure a complete algebra of logical spaces, Scott calls it. You were under the spell of the dangerous illusion that because where category theory offers the possibility of treatment of functions not tied to the specifics of argument value pairs in abstraction, complete abstraction from the specifics of argument value pairs. Because the image, the associated with the idea associated with treatment of functions not in abstraction from specific argument value pairs is when dealing with variation in values, variables range, that all functions that all free variables were for binding in higher context, and binding with respect to operational functional abstraction and application. Being bound, that is to say the domain of value variation of the values of the variable seem a priori, having been determined, the range of significance of the function having been determined, e.g. That of ordered pairs of real numbers, or the twister program. By that, relationship of functions and extension, with respect to the structure of which we identify, the structural relationships of that particular function, range of values of function, the structural relationships of the range of values of that particular function with respect to the argument places in which it can occur as bound with respect to a higher order functional abstraction binding in further context. That is what Quine says in his paper Algebraic Logic. Now, the Boolean truth, now there is a kind of geometrical intuition at work here. And it seems to me that the great danger with Lorvier's program is that he gets that kind of geometrical intuition, kind of geometrical intuition which occurs within mathematics when we're modeling the relationship of functions, not at this extreme level of generality, but at a much more specific level within mathematical theories. See, for instance, the twister program talks about variation as every notion of constancy being obtained as a limiting case of notion of variation. We must have, from the point of view of Scales calculus, an absolute notion of constancy. The constant function is constancy of the two truth values of the totally undefined object. The value of true simply being its own constant function. Because we allow self-application, see the motivational remarks of Church and of 1952, Curry, was it? Developing the notion of function in complete generality, in isolation from other mathematical notions, other putatively fundamental or mathematical notions, and in complete generality. Allow intuitions to become tainted here with physical ideas, gross metaphysical ideas about constancy and variation, such as Lorvier brings in. Of course, lands us in confusion. What seems to be at the back of Lorvier's mind is a metaphysical intuition, metaphysical conviction about the structure of the world, about the structure of reality, particularly about notions of constancy and of atomism of the world as not being built up from Sacher-Valter. The variation of quantity in space and time, the some notion of the structure of the domain of variation as being such that the form of relationships between the Vertfelaufen is determined in a way which we can better understand, better get at through the idea of unfolding the structure, as it were, in the hologram, rather like Bohm's notion of the structure of the hologram as unfolding. A total content which is already there, as it were, folded up, which is not to be described in terms of the relations between Cartesian coordinates, the notion of the relations between the ranges of values which the function takes on as the form of relations between the ranges of values which the function takes on as being already ontologically significant. This notion of the calculus, being already connected with the idea of domains of the variations in Mabry, as structured in by the use of functional abstraction and application alone. This is quite erroneous intuition. She'll argue, basing yourself upon it, there's no way that you could, as it were, try and build up a calculus without any separation of the points at all, but which expressed the sort of global, the connection, kind of connection between every point and every other point. So then instead of having, as it were, one dimension of degrees of definedness, have as many as one wanted, but the contribution of variation in different directions, as it were, different contribution of the variations, the idea of degree of definiteness of some function emerging from some procedure of summing various degrees of definiteness. Various dimensions of degrees of definiteness. It's completely incoherent because it doesn't allow the function. You know, you would need a notion of functional correspondence in order to, and use of functional abstraction in order to define the way in which the. But this is obviously an absolutely incoherent notion, must be abandoned. The idea behind it, the intuition behind it, was of the role of the heuristic perspective on the mathematical formalism, development of deeper unifying insight, deeper sort of kind of unifications, allowing the kind of conceptual identification, and also discussed by Radek, and also, of course, as connected with. This whole question about the logical subject coherent, without the Boolean structure one has no coherent notion of a logical subject, but one does, of course, one has non-Boolean calculi, and one has the, as it were, the spurious notion of a logical subject is transferred down by the spurious notion of a logical subject is. Which, from the point of view of you know, the attempt to relate together the logical, the principle of coherence or the ontology of the theory and its logical structure, as in the Della Chiara paper, and would lead to sort of regress and ultimately to some form of absolute idealism. Its role is taken over by a range of the ways in which, notion of the ways in which the variables of the theory can occur bound in higher, in context of, as it were, further relationship between the range of values of variable in the, as quantified in the covered theory and the range of values of the variable is as occurring bound, the very range of values of the variables bound, quantified over in the covering theory. The relationship, there is, as it were, a relationship between the idea of the form of the relations of the Wirtwalaufen as being Boolean seems to be a very deep one, and the idea is not any longer Boolean, as involving the idea of it not being any longer Boolean is involving a departure from our conception, metaphysical conception of the form of the world, as discussed by Hooker. This is a mistake into which he has fallen. Rather, we have to understand it formally. If we are to understand it properly, we have to abandon the idea of the conceptual structure, the mathematical formalism, being reflected in the mathematical formalism in a way which reflects the sort of principle of coherence of ontology. The idea of logical space as a defining a structure with which is in fact foundation type free calculus, in terms of which all can consistency, well, you could argue consistency proof for classical mathematics could be carried out, and having been carried out, that would indeed be a refrangible foundation. This notion of the sciences demanding something more, that something more, as being connected with conceptualization of the subject matter. C. Siegel, for instance, to argue is wrong, but it's a completely different issue. Must deal with Ulam's point about the axiom of regularity.